Okay. Well, just for Holy Spirit, that you just take over this portion of the service. Lord, we continue to worship you. And Lord, we just want to speak of you and pray that you would just bless the word, that you would essentially speak and not me, and touch each heart. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So this morning I would like to speak about anointing Jesus. We are familiar with the account of Mary of Bethany saving her money so that she could purchase a very expensive ointment for anointing Jesus. Anointing was a custom in the Middle East reserved for special guests. Keep that in mind. Now, we're all familiar with the story of Mary anointing Jesus and the spikenard and nard and so forth, but I want to concentrate this morning on a bit of a different angle, anointing Jesus. I want to concentrate on that. So if we could read in John chapter 12 and verses 1 to 8, John chapter 12 and verses 1 to 8. Give you a moment to get there. Would you want to read it, Joan?
Jesus therefore, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany with Lazarus, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they made him a supper there, and Martha was serving. But Lazarus was one.
Thank you. So in verse 2, it says, the dinner was given in Jesus' honor, possibly in recognition of Jesus having to life. How appropriate and loving that this family wanted to honor Jesus. When was the last time that we felt we wanted to honor Jesus and be humbled in his presence? The ointment that Mary purchased was placed in an alabaster container. Alabaster, or oriental alabaster, in biblical times referred to marble. The ointment was placed in carefully sealed alabaster container in order to preserve the perfume. That's how costly it was. Now, the spikenard, also known as nard, is an intensely fragrant amber-colored ointment. The plant is also known as nard, narden, or muskroot. It has underground stems which are crushed and distilled to form this ointment that we're talking about. And this ointment has a thick consistency. So underground stems are crushed and distilled to form this ointment. What does this tell us? What does it symbolize? In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was crushed, and the perfume of his love came out for us. Spikenard was very costly because it had to be imported from India. It was considered a luxury in ancient Egypt, the Near East, and Rome. It was used only when a wealthy person receives a special guest into his or her house. The only time the spikenard was used. The wealthy owner would then break open the seal of the container to do the anointing. This is where it gets really, really impressive. Jesus was Mary's special guest. Do we treat and value Jesus as a special guest? Do we want to anoint him this morning? Who could be more special than him in our lives? We want Jesus to be our special guest who abides with us forever. Jesus was Mary's special guest, and we want him to be our special guest. Who's like Jesus? We want him to be our special guest. In her heart, Mary must have thought, Jesus, I have something for you. I never met anybody like you before. I love you. She probably couldn't wait for the day to come when she would anoint Jesus. In anointing him, she poured out the love that she had in her heart for him. Her actions spoke of a great, intense, sincere love for him. And she must have known that Jesus was going to give his life for her. When she sat and listened to Jesus, which we read in chapter 10, it says she sat at his feet and listened to him. When she sat and listened to Jesus, he most likely told her that he was going to die, to be the awful death that he was going to suffer. Do we love Jesus the way Mary did? Could we tell Jesus what we think of him and how much he means to us? If Jesus appeared to you this morning, what would you want to give him? He's here in spirit. Would you want to anoint him? Mary saved her money so that she could afford this special ointment for Jesus. She probably refused to buy things for herself so that she could have enough money for this spikenard. Maybe there's a nice dress or a nice pair of shoes that she wanted to buy. And she thought about Jesus and she said, no, I can't buy it. I've got to save for this, to buy this ointment for Jesus. Verse 3 states that she bought pure spikenard. It was very costly. Verse 5 gives a price of 300 denarii, or a year's wages for an ordinary worker. An average yearly wage today, I'm not sure, maybe 60, 70,000, maybe 100,000. Imagine paying $60,000 or even $100,000 for an ointment for somebody. This puts it in perspective. If the ointment cost a year's wages, she must have saved for longer than a year because Mary needed to live on food, clothing. She bought only the best for Jesus. Mary was driven by love for her Lord. How much do we love Jesus? Are we giving our best to him? Is our life driven by a great love for Jesus? There's a song that's titled, What Shall I Give Thee, Master? We mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, but I want to review it. What shall I give thee, Master? Thou who did die for me, shall I give less of what I possess, or shall I give all to thee? What shall I give thee, Master? Thou hast redeemed my soul. Another verse says, What shall I give thee, Master? Giver of gifts divine. I will not hold time, talents, or gold. Everything shall be thine. Chorus states, Jesus, my Lord and Savior, thou hast given all for me. Thou did leave thy throne above to die on Calvary. What shall I give thee, Master? Thou hast given all for me. Not just a part or half of my heart. I will give all to thee. Another hymn is titled, Give of the Best to Your Master. It's up on the screen. Some of the words are, Give of your best to the Master. Naught else is worthy his love. Give him your heart's adoration, worship. Give him the best that you have. The breaking of the seal of the alabaster container represented the condition of Mary's heart. Her heart was broken, knowing that Jesus was going to suffer and die as he did. The pouring of the ointment on Jesus represented Mary pouring out her love for Jesus. When was the last time we got on our knees and poured out our love for Jesus? He has done so much for us. No one else changed our eternal destiny from hell to heaven. Only Jesus. As we sometimes sing, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. Mary gave her best to Jesus. Nothing was too expensive or too extravagant for Jesus. God gave his only son to be brutally beaten and to die for us. In Jesus' heart, no cost was too great for our pardon. Think of that. No cost was too great for our pardon. God's love story, the greatest love story ever told, was written with the blood of Jesus. With this in mind, no gift could ever be too extravagant for Jesus. What about anointing Jesus in our time? Since Jesus is not physically present with us, how could we anoint him? We could anoint Jesus with the best of our love, loving him more than anyone, anything else in life. Supreme love. Let Jesus know that no one means as much to you in life as he does. Anointing him with love for the most awful price that he paid for our salvation. Anointing him with love for the hope of spending eternity with him. We could anoint him with sincere, heartfelt worship and praise. Worship born out of a deep, overflowing love for him. His love overflowed for us like a Calvary. We want to love Jesus with an overflowing love. Psalm 134, verse 2, again in reference to worship. No, I was saying we want to anoint him with sincere, heartfelt worship and overflowing love. Psalm 134, verse 2. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Psalm 63, verses 3 and 4. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. Spikenard is fragrant. We want to give Jesus the fragrance of our sincere, heartfelt worship and praise. We could anoint Jesus with gratitude. Psalm 116, verse 12. How could I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? Psalm 13, verse 6. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. We could anoint the Lord with loyalty and devotion, with a life consecrated and dedicated to him, always being faithful to Jesus. Anointing him because he is the incomparable Christ. As the song states, he is more than wonderful, more than my mind can conceive. He's more than my heart can believe. He's more wonderful than my heart can believe. He goes beyond my highest hopes and fondest dreams. He's everything that my soul ever longed for, everything he's promised, and so much more. He's more than amazing, more than marvelous, more than miraculous could ever be. He's more than wonderful. That's what Jesus means to me. Anointing him because he's more than amazing. Anointing him because he is undefined. anointing him because he is indescribable. Do you want to anoint Jesus this morning? I'll leave you with that question as we get down to pray. Someone could lead us in a word of prayer to conclude the message, then we'll sing the last hymn.